Mr. Speaker, may I have your permission to take oral questions numbers 1 to 3 and written question number 2 in today's order paper, as well as a question on the same topic raised by Mr. Zulkarnain Abdulrahim, scheduled for the sitting on 5th March together. These 5 PQs relate to the food safety incident at the School of the Arts.
Please go ahead.
The Food Resilience Preparedness Program, FRPP, which involved the distribution of over 100,000 ready-to-eat meals, or we call RTE, to secondary schools, pre-universities, institutes of technical education, public agencies, and active aging centres, was part of this year's commemoration of Total Defence Day. The RTE distribution was originally scheduled to take place from 15 February to 28 February. On 19 February 2025, SFA was informed that 20 students at SOTA School of the Arts exhibited symptoms of gastroenteritis after they had consumed RTE meals. Students who needed medical attention sought outpatient medical treatment and have since recovered. None of the students were hospitalized. On 20 February 2025, SFA, together with the Ministry of Education, MOE, Agency for Integrated Care, AIC, and food caterer, SETS, decided to pause the FRPP until investigations on the SOTA gastroenteritis cases were concluded. At the same time, we also reached out to other recipient institutions to ascertain if there were other causes or other cases of related illness. Joint investigations by the Ministry of Health and SFA are ongoing. As of 3rd March, the total number of verified cases of gastroenteritis was 187, of which 184 were from schools, 2 were from active aging centres, and 1 from a public agency. This constituted about 0.16% of the participants. All affected individuals have received the necessary medical attention and have since recovered. None were hospitalized. SFA has also collected samples of the meals for testing. The tests did not find any foodborne pathogens. SFA and MOH are conducting a comprehensive investigation of this incident, and SFA will take the necessary corrective and enforcement actions if lapses are detected. Member asked about the food safety processes applied to the supply of RTE meals. SETS, as an SFA licensed establishment, is required to comply with food safety requirements and subjected to food safety inspections. Food safety requirements include ensuring that food preparation areas and process workflows are set up in a way that prevent cross-contamination between raw and cooked food, putting systems in place to ensure cleanliness and freedom from pest infestation, as well as having food workers certified with food safety training. SFA inspected SETS premises on 23rd January 2025, prior to the start of the FRPP. The premises were found to be clean and no food safety violations were detected. SETS had also put in place additional measures for FRPP. Each meal produced under the FRPP was individually tested for leaks. Further, an SFA-accredited laboratory conducted sample microbiological testing to ensure food safety. Members asked about steps taken to restore public incidents. Sorry, let me say that again. Members asked about steps taken to restore public confidence in the safety of RTE meals used in resilience programs. We agree that we need to restore public confidence in the RTE meals. As investigation is ongoing, it is too early to state the steps to take. SFA will conduct an after-action review to draw and learn from the lessons of this episode. SFA will continue to engage stakeholders, including schools, food businesses, and community partners on our FRPP.
Dr. Tan.
Thank you. I thank Minister for her comprehensive answer. I have Clementi residents who followed this news and were understandably concerned that there were reports of food poisoning in conjunction with certain RTE meals. I've got two sets of supplementary questions for the Minister. Firstly, based on media reports, these are ambient, ready-to-eat meals, which means they were described as not requiring any special storage or refrigeration and could be eaten straight away. There were media reports that described the meals also as having real-time shelf life studies. Can I ask if the manufacturer, as part of these shelf life studies, can I ask what kind of storage temperatures the testing was done to test the shelf life? And did these storage temperatures reflect the variation that can happen when such meals are stored in the community for longer periods of time? Because weather can be warmer when these meals are being stored in a venue that may have sunlight coming from time to time and so on. Secondly, can I also ask, regarding the cases that have been found, were there any cluster effects, clustering of cases besides the one at the School of the Arts, as that may help agencies understand if a particular batches were affected or if there may have been some other concurrent infection outbreak happening? Thank you.
Minister Grace Wu.
With regard to the first question about the conditions for testing, we believe that SATs have tested the RTE meals in the real-time, real-case situations, simulating the transportation and storage conditions. But Dr. Tan is absolutely right in the sense that these are the questions that SFA and MOH, together with SATs, will ask as we review the entire exercise. It's important for us to learn from this exercise, including some of the test conditions, to make sure that this program will actually evolve more robust than before. As to the question of whether there are clustering, I think we are still getting the data, and we would like to provide a fuller picture after we have gone through the data.
Ms. Pong Wing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the Minister for her reply. I have two sets of SQs. First is, while the Ministry conducts regular inspections to ensure compliance with food safety regulations, can the Ministry clarify whether these audits encompass the entire supply chain of RTE food production, from ingredient sourcing to final delivery? And if certain stages are excluded, what are the reasons for these omissions and how might they impact the overall safety of the food provided to Singaporeans? And secondly, to enhance public trust, is the Ministry considering making food safety violations by suppliers more transparent? For instance, will there be a public registry of food safety lapses or penalties imposed on suppliers? Thank you.
Minister Wu.
On the first questions about inspection and food safety, indeed, SFA conducts regular inspections. We have also, through the enaction of the FSSB Food Safety and Security Bill recently, enhanced the framework of ensuring food safety across all stages of supply of food, from importation to wholesaling to preparation to retail. Of course, if you look at the entire value chain, not all of them are of the same risk. So we need to take a risk approach, scientifically based approach, to dedicate and focus our inspection resources so that we are more effective in ensuring food safety as a framework. As to the RTE process, I have mentioned in my answer earlier on, we have inspected the premises before the FRPP program and are satisfied with the outcome of the inspection. And also, as of today, our results have shown that there were no foodborne pathogens detected in the samples of the RTE meals. We don't want to draw any conclusion at this point in time. We want to do a fuller review, and we will look at all possible causes of these gastroenteritis cases. On transparency, again, in the food FSSB, there will be a new regime to ensure that, you know, our food establishments are licensed according to their readiness, according to the system that they have put in place. You know, if they have many food infringements, they'll be downgraded, they'll be given more inspections, audits along the way, so that our SFA officers will take a risk-based approach. If there has been infringement in the past, we will inspect more frequently. And, you know, by grading the caterers and food establishment, we're hoping to give that information, that transparency to buyers and consumers.
Last SQ, Dennis Tan.
Can I ask the Minister, how long will the review or the investigation take? Thank you.
Minister Hu?
I think that we are working as quickly as we can. In the meantime, we have suspended this program. The RTE meals are actually isolated and controlled, so we don't see that going into the public. So there's no urgency from a food safety point of view. The packages are all collected, so we are not continuing this program for the time being. We will do our best to do a study quickly, but more importantly is to get ourselves ready for the next program. We have to learn and take positive lessons from this program. How do we get Singapore to be ready, to be resilient to disruption? And the disruption is not just in food supply. What if we lack the facility to cook food? How can we continue to provide nutritious food to the population in large number and in a way that it is, you know, palatable to the population? This is not in no means a small undertaking. We will have to learn from these lessons. We are expected to learn from it and be better. So we will do it in due course and in full readiness before our next rollout of the program.